It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
All right, welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast presented by Breckenridge Brewery. Check out the Avalanche Amber Ale, the beer of the month here at the DNVR bar.
Yes.
A little different TDSP today, a reimagined the Denver Sports Podcast. We're going to be trying out some different things with this show.
We're doing it.
I'm excited for today, though. I'm Harrison Wynn. That's Andre Simone. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah.
And over there is Mitch Carroll.
Just Mitch.
Just Mitch.
One name now.
Mitch Carroll.
Like Madonna.
I like that.
I said that because in Slack, your name is just Mitch.
Yep, that's right. I keep it simple.
That's like when I called... I called K-Max, you know, one of our partnership people, Caitlin, because that's her name, because it's in her Slack.
Right. No, it's okay. I forgive you.
And that was weird.
Yeah, I forget it.
It happens.
Yeah.
But, we're reimagining TDSP a little bit. I'm going to have more guests on from the office. I want to have everybody on from the office. I want to have, obviously, you guys. I want to have, you know, D-Line, our graphics people on. I want to have our sales people on.
I love it. Production?
I want to have production on. I want to have Ryan Green on. Kale could even come on.
Wow, Ryan Green. Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine popping on TDSP and producer Kale's on?
I can. I like Kale as a personality.
That'd be incredible.
But we're going to cover a bunch of different topics. Nuggets Celtics last night. We're going to talk about that. The Broncos making big moves. Russell Wilson obviously gone, but Justin Simmons officially left yesterday. Some other topics as well. We might get to Sydney Sweeney too, as you can see in the rundown.
Wow.
But also office snacks. And to discuss office snacks here at DNBR, a topic that's been discussed a lot behind the scenes, we have the guy who purchases the office snacks, Andre, here with us today.
Yeah, I mean, who's discussing these things? No one gives me feedback, you know?
Well, I'm giving you a lot of feedback.
This is what I hear. That PHNX has so many snacks, and people make me feel so bad about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I get the feeling that people think I'm getting unhealthy snacks. That I'm mostly loaded up on carb-heavy snacks. Which I understand.
Well, I guess we can just start here.
Let's start here. I have so many things to say about this.
I don't know what PHNX has. No, our friends down in Phoenix. I don't know what they have.
They have Circle K. I've been there. I've been live in the PHNX studio.
We have Circle K, too.
Well, no, but they have, like, it's continuously stocked. It's in the kitchen. It's not on set. It's up for grabs. All the chips, nuts. All the good little just quick munchy snacks.
Well, so for people who don't know, we have a lot of people that work at DNVR. You know, we have all the on-camera talent, obviously, but then tons of sales, finance, marketing, partnerships.
Yeah.
Our CEO, Brandon Spano's upstairs as well.
Right.
A lot of mass to feed at this company. And Andre's in charge of the snacks. The only reason I brought this up is I'm just curious about your philosophy and line of thinking when it comes to determining what snacks you buy for DNVR.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we just list out some of them?
Sure. I always try to get a little breakfast snack.
Okay.
The Madeleines.
Those are very good.
The best thing you get. Those are very good. I try to go the healthier option, so that's fruit leathers. The fruit snacks, debatable whether those are healthy or not.
Qualify that as healthy.
Only if you get the weird organic ones.
And this is where
fruit snacks are a goated snack.
Correct.
This is where I make the ultimate sacrifice because, you know, I grew up in Italy, so beef jerky, not really a thing.
Yes, we are usually stocked with beef jerky.
Yeah, so that's for the, like, no-carb crowd. I get jerked up, as I call it. And then... then we'll mix it up. You know, Costco's often where I go, so they might have some specialty snacks, a little toffee, a little salted something or other. Not a load up on chips. That's where I'm doing most of my snack.
Right.
Is the chips.
We usually have like three drawers full of chips.
Can we talk about those chips?
Right.
Please. I know Harrison likes these, but I think he's the only one. At the bottom of this drawer, always the last ones left, there's like 10 wavy Lays left. Plain wavy Lays. That is always the last pick.
I think I'm the only one who eats them.
Wavy Lays and Funyuns aren't. They're not hot.
No. You went away recently from the Flamin' Hot Mix Pack.
Yeah.
Which
I didn't know Mitch was
is a personal affront to me. Because those Chester's Hot Fries are the goated need a snack in the afternoon. And now they're gone, and I'm upset.
I did go away. So, to you, it makes a difference the Flaming Hot versus the Jalapeno.
Jalapeno's fine, but that's a flavor, not a hot. It's not hot. It's a flavor. Nice. I need that heat. I like to punish myself at the food. I like spice.
So that's my base layer, Harrison and Mel. I might add some Rice Krispie bars. I might add, you know, fill in here and there.
But gotcha.
Those are kind of the bases I try to cut.
Gotcha.
I have one more complaint.
Go ahead.
I like that you got the Costco size pack of gum.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
People like gum.
Right. Right.
But the snack cabinet,
it smells like
it is gum. Just intense gum. Which when you're like, man, I'm really excited for this savory snack of
like
potato
winter
chips.
Green?
And then it's just like, ooh. It's winter green right to the face, and it really throws off the palate beforehand.
I actually agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But great job overall.
What's the feedback around the office?
Well,
what do people think of my snack?
So,
love to know.
Somebody.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to say who this was. It was not me. It was not Mitch. It was not Kale.
Sure.
I'm not going to say what beat their own either.
Okay.
Somebody said that.
Oh, gosh.
But they are on a beat. That narrows it down.
Right.
They are.
Right. That is a good hit. That's a great hit. Yeah.
Somebody said that when you go to Costco,
oh god,
everything that you buy is just in one aisle. Is there any truth to this?
It's got to be true.
There's no way.
Or it has to be at most two, because you get the down and back.
That is, you just go down one aisle, and just that's all you do.
No, just with an arm out and just kind of
literally how I went through my snacks is my route through Costco.
The jerky and the
you have a predetermined
are,
route.
Yes, they're over here. The chips are by the frozen stuff.
Okay,
you gotta go find the chocolates and Rice Krispies. Those are over in this section. I may have to fill up on toilet paper and paper towels. That's in a whole other section. You know.
Right, yep. See, I didn't know if this was true. I just thought I'd bring it up because it has been said.
Wow, I can't. What this is a sec? I can't believe it. The other thing you gotta understand: Costco odd hours. 10 a.m. is when they open. So I either go on my own time in the weekend, or it's a later day.
And it's not late for a grocery store open.
I've not cut the Costco line at 10 a.m., but I've gotten in the shorter Costco line and been yelled at by a senior citizen for doing so.
Yeah.
He told me that it's so. I thought it was okay for me to just cut all these old people because they got nothing better to say. My better judgment was to not argue with him. So
gotcha.
Also, no, I don't get more looks anywhere but Costco. I think a lot of people are staring at me like they maybe recognize me from a podcast or something.
Yeah.
Or there's a lot of like, I don't know. Singles looking to mingle at Costco, and I'm just their type.
In the hot dog and pizza line.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is, as a treat for myself, I'll get a dog to top it all off on my way out.
Can I ask you guys a Costco snack question?
Please.
Sure.
Snack bar question specifically.
Please.
Where do you guys stand on the chicken bake?
I don't think I've ever had the chicken bake.
Chicken, bacon, Caesar dressing, and cheese.
I've never had it. Never had it.
Never had it. Sounds disgusting.
Super producer Kale off mic.
Wow.
Oh,
on an island.
So whenever we do this pod again, you guys should do the homework in between and let me know because it's goated.
I usually stick to hot dog and
pizza. I mean, I get it.
Whatever you call the ice cream.
Oh, like their ice cream is super good.
Like the raspberry syrup.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. the
churro. Yeah.
No.
Yep.
That's really disappointing.
No, I know, but I don't know how much of a loss it really was.
All right, well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, great overall.
For the record,
solid.
I think you do a good job on this.
Solid.
Thank you, Harris.
Solid.
for the record on my behalf, who said that about me, I will find you and hunt you down.
So. Oh, my God. All right.
It sounds like a buff steak, if I'm being honest.
Could have been.
Sounds like a buff
steak. If someone young enough to not know the Costco aisle disposition, that's hint one.
Could have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears a little bit. Just a little bit. Nuggets played the Celtics last night.
Yeah, let's go.
Gear me in what could be a NBA Finals preview. And it seems like the narrative coming out of that game on Twitter is people asking the question, is Nikola Jokic the best player of all time? Seems like the narrative out there right now.
Wow. Yes. Short answer, yes. Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like he's kind of having a moment, Jokic? This happens a lot if he has a big game on national TV because, like, look, a lot of casual fans out there don't watch the Nuggets, don't watch Denver national TV, give them an opportunity to. Everybody in Boston probably watching Nikola Jokic, you know, for one of the few select times of the season.
Right.
It feels like on Twitter last night and today there was a lot of, I can't believe how good this guy is.
I mean,
have you guys sensed that too?
It's crazy. I've become almost numb to it, but I mean, he really is in that conversation. I do think he's the most consistent basketball player I can ever recall watching. Or at least as consistent as the most consistent I can recall watching.
Yeah.
LeBron would be the only other.
Right.
He's also clearly entered the best passer of all time conversation. Of those guys on that short list, he is by far the best scorer of the short list best passers of all time in NBA history.
Uh-huh.
He's also probably, that game was a great example of, he's probably the worst double team and the most impossible double team in NBA history.
Okay.
I saw a take last night, and this kind of blew my mind. We were talking about it with Super Producer Kale, but there was I couldn't tell you which basketball national guy it was, but he said, you can't double Jokic from the blind corner, which, like, that defies pretty much every bit of basketball defense is where you probably should double someone from where they don't see it coming, and he just punishes it every single time, like no one has ever been able to do. I mean, obviously the Reeves highlight where he just, you know, moved his arms away.
He had the same play last night.
Yeah, same play last night, and it's just unguardable, and it doesn't make sense why it's unguardable logically, but it is, and it's amazing that we just get to be on the right side of it.
It's insane. He's also like a basketball algorithm.
Yeah. Did you guys, so the alley-oop he threw to Aaron Gordon that, you know, pretty much sealed the game, made the score 113-109 under 30 seconds to go, it's become the Nuggets' signature go-to play to ice games.
Yep.
And the fact that that play is just an alley-oop is so awesome. You know, a lot of teams will draw up, you know, a three-point shot or, you know, let's run this guy off a stagger, let's run elevator doors, let's run, you know, this backside screen for a shooter. Now the Nuggets just run an alley-oop. But on this one, a lot of people on Twitter thought it was actually a shot attempt. And that's how you know there were people watching Jokic for the first time last night. Because we know that those are all passes, but people watching him for the first time thought they were shot attempts.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
I mean, it was like a foot wide right. Right? Like, Jokic with a relatively clean look. I mean, there was hands up, but, like, with a relatively clean look at the basket, isn't going to miss the basket by a foot.
Yeah.
He's just not.
That tells you, though, how unguardable he is.
Yeah.
That's what defenses have to give up, is an alley-oop to a guy who's on the short list of the best dunkers all time in the history of basketball.
Right.
Like, that's how lost you are on defense guarding Nikola Jokic, that you give that
up. Yeah. I asked Payton Watson about it last night, and he goes, yeah, that play call is just called get the ball to 15. That's the play call.
Oh. MPWAT. Oh, my God.
We had a lot at stake last night as well. Brendan Vogt on, you know, the Nuggets beat, of course.
Yes.
Noted Celtics hater.
Yep.
He had a nice night at the bar as well.
Incredible.
I gotta think he was a couple drinks in the whole night. It was $5 old fashioned night.
$5 old fashioned night. Come on.
Oh God. It was saucy. Oh, he should actually be on this show right now.
He should.
We need him on this show right now.
Call in if you're watching.
Right. Call him? Yeah, call him up.
All right, I'll just call him.
Yeah. This is going to be epic. We need to get both thoughts.
To kind of like zoom out like a little bit, like how you kind of mentioned out, it's like, is he having a moment? I mean, some of the biggest national pods that talk ball have led with the Nuggets pretty much all week.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's more just like the national pods all kind of have the same rundown.
Yo, you're live on TDSP right now.
Hey, Bo.
Oh, what's up?
how many $5 old fashions did you have last night at the bar?
Only three.
Hell yeah.
Is that less than you expected?
Less. Yeah, for sure less. You probably would have set it at 3.5 and took the over.
All right, cool. I'll tell my mom. All right, that's good. Thank
you. Okay, thanks, bud. All right, there he is. He had a great night.
For the brand.
Yeah, he had a great night. Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, I was just saying that, basically the consensus on all those shows, and they all kind of do have the same rundown, those big national shows, those two or three times a week NBA shows.
Yeah.
Which is fair, because they want to hit the biggest topics, but the Nuggets segment is basically, if they get hurt, maybe they're not going to win the West. But it's basically just comes down to, oh, shit, the Nuggets are great. Like, the Nuggets are unstoppable. They're unbeatable.
Yeah, it's like...
And it's kind of end of, right? It's not... There's not much more to say about it.
Yeah, that's true. That has been the narrative more this week. As like, oh, yeah, the Nuggets in crunch time are a real problem. They might just be the best of the bunch.
It's just great.
I really feel that ghost stuff is getting traction though today.
I don't know. I just kind of said that because it feels like everybody on Twitter is just in awe about Nikola Jokic right now.
How could you not?
Also, coming out of last night's game, Peyton Watson was ridiculous. It feels like every block he makes is a massive highlight.
Insane.
And we were talking about this upstairs, actually. How many players in the 2022 draft would you take over Peyton Watson?
Paolo, for sure. I mean, for sure. Like, I just think, arguably, you take Paolo Banchero because of what he gives you offensively. I think Jalen Williams, definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
You talked me out of Keegan Murray.
I would take Peyton Watson. You would take Keegan Murray.
Which,
sure.
Like,
10 times out of 10.
Upside-wise, for sure.
Chet. I'd probably still take Chet and his upside.
So, I was saying Chet as an asset, sure. But if you could just swap Chet and P-Wop for the rest of the season, knowing you cannot trade either.
No, you're right.
You'd probably keep P-Wop. And then like Jaden and Ivy, you said forget. No way.
Yeah, he hasn't had a good season.
I think Shaden has pretty high upside, but he's on such a crappy Portland team. Has been hurt.
Yeah,
kind of hard to see that.
Yeah,
Jabari.
Jabari Smith.
Jabari,
pretty awesome.
But right now, Peyton.
But right now, I would take Peyton for sure.
And what's crazy is Peyton also has a higher upside than just about all these guys we talked about. Sohan, shooting's such a concern.
Sohan, yeah.
No, I mean, there's no one even late that's, like, kind of sneaky, like, second-round guy. There's nobody. I mean, there's a Marjan Bochan.
There's a lot of misses in the 20s.
Hari Eason is...
Like, my guy Dalen Sarah.
Yeah, Dalen.
Yeah.
AJ Griffin kind of had a moment for a sec. Jalen Duren also kind of had a moment.
Ochai Agbaji, another miss by me.
Yeah.
Not good. Hari Eason, is that a conversation?
Hari Eason's having a good season, but I would take... Just Peyton Watson, the type of player he is.
I mean, is he meeting dudes at the rim on dunks and sending them into hell?
No, I mean...
Is he destroying Jason Tatum on multiple occasions in nationally broadcast games?
No, and there's probably playoff matchups where he's getting played out of the rotation. You're not going to say that about Peyton Watson.
Yeah.
And I just not. His upside is so huge, and that's what's different about Denver this year. I feel like AG and MPJ have just kind of found another gear. And then you add guys like P-Watt, CB in year two. KCP's obviously still a beast.
Right.
What they bring on the wings is just crazy. Like, a couple of years ago when the Nuggets were still losing playoff series, that's where they had the advantage with Jokic, but then a disadvantage on the wing. How many teams are really going to have an obvious advantage over the Nuggets on the wing?
The Nuggets went from having zero wings, it felt like, to having a surplus of
to being stacked, yes.
I mean...
Because then his 2022 draft mate, Christian Brown, is in that rotation, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically... It's crazy that he is what, 2 years ago, he was averaging 3 points a game at UCLA.
It's insane.
And now he's a lock in the 7-8-man rotation on the best team in the West.
Well,
it's insane.
And it feels like he's getting better every game.
It's insane.
And you have this Nuggets team with so much skill and IQ that now have two of the best athletes in the entire association. And, I mean, that really bared out last night.
Absolutely, man. Well, let's hit a break. Freaks. A lot more topics to get to on the other side, including Justin Simmons leaving Denver.
Oh, boy.
Peyton Manning wants Bill Belichick to join Omaha Productions with Nick Saban?
Wow.
That sounds like a Mad Lib. Also, Sidney Sweeney? ?
Yes. What? The answer is yes.
We'll get to all that on the other side. At Bet365, guys, we don't do ordinary. We believe every sport should be epic. Right now, new customers can choose between two offers when they open an account at Bet365. Use the code DNVR365 to sign up, deposit $10, and choose between either a bet and get offer, place a bet of $5 or more, get $150 in bonus bets, or a first bet safety net offer, place a bet up to $1,000, and if your qualifying bet loses, you receive a matched refund in bonus bets. One of the group chats I'm in could not believe that the Nuggets were underdogs last night against the Celtics. And they were right to believe so. That's crazy. The Nuggets were underdogs against the Celtics last night.
Yeah, they were, what, 2-point dogs?
But I think it got down to, like, 1 or 0.5.
It's insane.
Yeah, public perception can drive those, you know.
It's insane.
The mighty Celtics, man. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know is a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Also, check out Factor Meal Kits if you're like us and have no free time to cook. Factor Meal Kits are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You can go to their website, factormeals.com/DNVR50. Choose what you want. It tastes like a gourmet meal. Factor Meal Kits do not taste like your classic freezer, frozen meal. They taste great. They taste like a home-cooked meal or something you get at a restaurant. 2 minutes, pop it in the microwave. Perfect for people that are really busy throughout their day. So factormeals.com/DNVR50. Factormeals.com/DNVR50. Get 50% off your order right there.
Beautiful.
All right, back here on the Denver Sports Podcast, presented by Breckenridge Brewery. We knew there were probably some moves coming from the Broncos after they had to eat an NFL record, what was it, $85 million in dead cap money?
Insane. Yeah. $240 million extension plays a snap.
When they waived Russell Wilson.
Insane.
The first big casualty was Justin Simmons. This one hurts.
It does, man. It really does. I mean, poor Justin Simmons, a great Bronco, but in this stretch of Bronco history where team success isn't really there, of the different athletes we've collaborated with, I can tell you Justin was such a pleasure to work with when we launched that shirt. Like, one of the coolest guys. You had to remind him that we owed him payment, that kind of dude, you know, like, he'd buy the shirts on his own, not ask you to, like, send him shirts, even though we were collabing.
I sent a bunch of shirts.
His family.
DNVR gear. It's crazy.
You know.
how quick was he getting the invoice back when you sent it to
him? He was a legend, man.
Pretty quick.
So good to work with. And it's a weird time because not just he got cut, the Bills' top safety, two of the highest-paid safeties in Poyer, also gets cut. The kind of market at that position gets reset. A deep safety, not exactly where you'd kind of put most of your cap to rebuild a team.
Yeah.
So I get it from that standpoint. One of those guys you'll definitely be rooting for at their next stop. But it sucks, man. It sucks.
Maybe this is just me getting older, or maybe it's just a product of 8 years of bad Broncos football. As much as I like Simmons and I like working with him, and I think he's a great example of what a Bronco should be.
Burn it to the ground.
One, to me, I can't get too upset about losing any player on a football team. There's too many. You know, you're talking about 40-something active on game day, right? Like, there's so many guys involved that, like, yes, it sucks to lose that person, but to me, the way the NFL just morphs and shifts rosters so quickly and guys get bought out or cut or, you know, can sign on a minimum out of nowhere, it's tough for me from the just pure football side to be too worried about it. As the fan of him as a person, it's a bummer to not have him in this community. It's tough to not have him stepping up after bad losses and taking the media, you know, shouldering the media responsibilities and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, that is a big bummer. Football-wise, it's just been too bad for 8 years that it's like, if that's what it takes for us to turn that around and get better, I'm kind of all for it.
Yeah. I think you guys are right. It sucks on a personal level because Justin Simmons was like Mr. Bronco, probably, if you had
for sure. Absolutely.
Assign somebody that title. He actually liked being here. He loves playing for this team. It's the only team he's played for.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good. He was a good player, too. But I am with you guys, or with you, Mission, saying that this is what you have to expect.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. And, yeah, with how this team has performed and the talent they have, you can't be that upset about anybody that leaves. You really can't.
You just hope you get through this year without any, you know, big injuries to the players you like, and hope you're in a position next draft, you know, kind of once the worst hit of this dead cap is done. And you kind of hope you're in a good enough position to get through that and be ready to build in a year or two.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes might be retired by then.
That's true.
That's something to look forward to.
Maybe every good quarterback in the league is in the AFC, and maybe they won't be by then. Who knows?
Honestly, though, add this to the casualties of that terrible Russell Wilson trade and that terrible Russell Wilson contract. Like, that's why that trade and contract is so awful, is that it now extends to you having to cut Justin Simmons and get nothing for, not even a compensatory pick, just zilch. And I expect more to come.
Yeah.
And, like, they're going to have to get worse. As bad as it's been, they got to get worse than that before they can get better. And you just hope it's a fresh start, build it under Sean Payton's identity, and see what you can have in a couple years.
So I've seen a lot of people very mad online about the fact that George Payton still has a job.
Too many Paytons.
Yeah.
Whoever
they hire like for their next year, please don't make it a Payton.
Oh, man.
I have my take on this. I want to hear your guys' take on why George Payton has not been fired yet, if you have.
I'm not going to say he got fired. He got demoted when Payton came to town.
Yep.
Right? And so you do have to respect his resume as a building up a scouting department and finding good people to supplement that scouting department. And I think that's why he's still employed. Because I don't think he now has to make sure it's okay with Sean. And so that's why he's still there.
I think Sean Payton just has the perfect guy to do all the busy work now.
Correct. That's my take, at least.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
He basically got downgraded to assistant GM while holding his GM title.
Which, like, boy, you want to tough. You get your paycheck, you get your...
You probably get the same amount of money, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's almost exactly...
He didn't take a pay cut.
Right. It's almost exactly Vance Joseph coming back to the Broncos as the defensive quarterback.
Right.
Like, in some ways, it's that same exact meme. It's nuts.
Right. You're the QB expert. I asked you about quarterbacks in the draft on TDSP a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
Who's your guy right now? Because I was just reading earlier that J.J. McCarthy might go top 10.
Yeah, the J.J. McCarthy hype is really crazy. Kind of classic NBA, NFL. It's almost verging into NBA style, like, dreaming on a guy, selling yourself on, like, who's the guy who went to the French guy who went top 5 to Washington in the NBA draft? Like, it's a Koulibaly type rise, J.J. McCarthy.
Koulibaly had it right now. Yeah.
What a poll. I like J.J. McCarthy. I do. I think Denver would be a really tough situation for him to come into. Broncos fans would really have to be patient with him. And I just wonder if any rookie quarterback is the right move to be brought into this situation where you're in cap hell, where your roster's just going to be weakened because you're having to kind of trade away or cut all your best players. I'd almost wait a year before you go in on that rookie contract for a quarterback because right now you're almost nullifying so many of the advantages that come with having a rookie quarterback, you know?
Right. So you want to wait a year and tank for Shedeur Sanders?
Endure for Shedeur is what I
think. Wow.
Yes.
I was waiting for that. I was trying to figure out what that rhyme was.
Hopefully that's the first that's being said in public. I've been slow floating at the
sack for Sanders.
Right.
Get sacked for Sanders.
Sanders.
Oh, man.
No, not there. Tried slander for Sanders. Didn't work.
Suck for Sanders.
Look, I mean, I know the producer guy Hill caught some heat for saying that they were going to tank for Shedeur in 2 years. But
Kale low-key starts a lot on Twitter.
Dude, out there.
He likes to mix it up a little bit.
He's still... Kale low-key started the last round, or not the last round, the second-to-last round of Carmelo Denver.
Attaboy. You know what I say? Mix
Carmelo
it up
Denver feud was ignited by Kale.
He
literally, a couple months ago.
It's a great brand.
Lakers watch party, he had to be at the door telling Lakers fans why they were being banned from their bar. Kale brings on some unnecessary... I won't even get to some of the other smoke he's gotten us into with maybe former Olympians, you know?
That deserves
some... I forgot about
Kale, that. We need to find the exact anniversary date of that and just run that punt.
We love and stand by him.
Yeah. Can we tell that story?
Absolutely have to run that back.
Kale, are you cool with telling that story?
Oh, God.
Do it to each other.
What a great way to inaugurate the new TDSP is telling that story. Do it. Yeah.
So,
send it, Harrison.
All two.
Hey, I'll buckle up for this.
Yeah, are we ready for this?
I'm ready to go.
Kale can take the smoke. Can we, Harrison?
I had to put the buckle on.
We were doing, what was it called what we were doing?
Greatest athletes all time, and we had to go non-major four greatest athletes.
Right.
We did a little, because representation meant we wanted to be.
Correct.
There, you know?
Right. And so Kale, the
Kale's our
skier
expert.
That he is, you know, avid skier, is on a podcast talking about the best skiers.
We're applauding Kale's steak right now.
Ever. And he was under the belief that Michaela Schifrin was the greatest skier of all time.
Yep.
She is.
Yep.
Correct take. Good job, Kale.
I was just like 5 years
early. In the years since that take, Michaela has only confirmed that Kale was absolutely correct.
You're right. So well.
You're right.
Yeah.
But
it what happened so well. Was... Lindsey Vonn,
yes,
who also in the conversation for best
yep.
of all time,
yep,
somehow got wind of this podcast and slid in our DMs because of what Kale said.
She said, "Please put some respect on my name." Basically,
and she was pissed.
The thing that really got to her was Kale said her career will be defined by three letters. Was it like DNP or something?
DNF.
I just have to say.
Kale, that's a banger of a line.
Yeah. Bar.
That is a bar. Straight
Look,
bar.
In an age of takes, it was quite the take.
That's a straight bar.
Wow. Great.
So, yeah.
He's a legend. Wow.
Living that legend. That was a fun moment in DNP. Oh,
so, yeah.
The moral of the story is, yeah, Kale starts a lot of beef.
So, quarterback speaking...
Which I just want to say, Shedeur Sanders, to me, if he was in this class, he wouldn't rank as high as Kayla Williams. I think I'd have Drake May slightly higher.
I have no interest.
And then he'd be in that conversation with Jaden Daniels as the third best, in most years as the best.
I think in a year where you need a quarterback, being in a draft position to get the fourth or fifth quarterback is not good. You don't want to have to talk yourself into the fourth or fifth best quarterback in a draft being your franchise quarterback. I think it's the worst possible spot to be in. So either trade up to get one of those better guys, or you wait and hope you're bad enough to be in the position next year.
Some years that third or fourth guy is Josh Allen,
Patrick
Lamar
Mahomes.
Jackson,
totally. No,
Patrick
I get
Mahomes.
It. I get it. But is J.J. McCarthy or Penix that level of quarterback?
Probably not.
Probably not, right? So why not just get the best safety or the best defensive tackle or the best... Right. Right guard, or maybe not right
or
guard.
Or trade
you,
down,
I'm saying, like,
add
best of someone else, yes.
And just, correct. Like, right, put a decent offensive line and defense around
correct.
A Shedeur Sanders in a year.
Oh, yeah. God, please. The brand would be so strong for all
honestly,
of us.
Right?
please. I mean,
that'd be huge for the Evian. That'd be huge.
Best.
Yes.
Okay, that's my only quarterback take. Either get one of the best or don't.
All right. At all. Let's hit another break. Some final topics to wrap up with, including could Bill Belichick be on the Manning cast and Sidney Sweeney talk as well.
Wow.
Let's go, dude.
Guys, there are so many great benefits to becoming a DNVR diehard member.
Come on.
First of all, this bar that we're in, you get a discount on your tab, 20%, I believe, for being a DNVR diehard member.
It doesn't get better.
You also get 20% off all events, 20% off all merch. You get a free shirt or hat from the Walker when you join each year.
Bang.
You as well. Access to all our diehard level content.
Incredible.
On the DNVR.com. So tons and tons of benefits. You can go to DNVR.com to sign up. $7 a month. Join the best sports fans in the city.
We're on fire right now. We're going to be on fire for like 4 or 5 months. Broncos making moves, Avs making moves, Nuggets, golden era time, pit season starting, Rams and Buffs and conference tourneys for hoops, Rockies season starting. We've got you covered. It is so amazing, all the content we pump out. Support the NBR, man. Become a diehard today.
Let me send you a diehard box. As a member, you get a box with a diehard card and exclusive sticker pack. It's like, it just looks so good when you either order a hat or like, there are just a few shirts that somehow the logo is perfect when you open that box and you see D-Wide's magic right in there. It just looks so good. So please, sign up. Let me send you that.
Yeah.
Please.
If you guys don't know, Mitch, one of the many things he does here is he mails out
Merchel.
All our merch.
Yep.
And
I'm going to go back right after.
I actually heard I heard today that you mailed somebody's merch to
the office.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of people that work for this company. Sometimes you're just grinding out merch. Someone who I could have walked it to upstairs instead went all the way out to the Golden Post office, out to the distribution center, and back here.
Yeah.
It happens. I don't know what to say.
The DNVR box.
So good.
You don't always bat 1,000. It got here. It was delivered to the right person eventually. Yeah. And that's that.
Also, shout out to Breckenridge Brewery, the presenting sponsor of TDFP. Breckenridge Brewery is the official craft beer of DNVR. They got a beer for any occasion. Try out some of our favorites, the Avalanche Amber, the Mile High City, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Fun Slinger, the Good Company Hard Seltzers as well. You can check out their beer locator at breckbrew.com to find a Breck Brew near you.
Do it.
All right, we're back here on the Denver Sports Podcast. Couple more topics I want to finish up with here.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I saw an article that Peyton Manning reportedly wants Bill Belichick to join Omaha Productions with Nick Saban for a new Manning cast. Are you guys interested in this at all?
100%. Bill Belichick, outside of the press conference,
is incredible.
So good doing media stuff. If you watch the Army-Navy game this year, he was on the panel sideline set.
Yeah.
He was great. When he does
does he get excited? Or is he just
so
like,
smart and he drops the
long snapper?
He drops like,
the can't talk about that.
He drops that. When you get him like thinking about football and not a specific situation,
he loves ball.
It was one of those historic ones where like they brought him on in a NFL Films thing to talk about like the triple option. The 40s in the NFL or 50s, whatever it was. And all of a sudden, he's just.
He probably
caught
that guy zero.
He's so good. So pair him with Manning, I'm in. 100%. 100%.
Well, interviews where he's asked about like the history of the game or stuff like that, he would give really insightful answers. I just wonder what topics they'd.
Well, like the triple option.
Yeah, I mean, don't put him on the Monday night cast. With the Manning Bros. That wouldn't work.
Right. Don't have
you need content that's like produced content, not live content.
Don't recap Celtics Nuggets with Belichick on Friday morning.
I gotta say, man, I'm not a Manning cast guy.
I love
I kinda think it's bad too.
I want a traditional like play by play thing.
I'm with you, man.
I think that if they had a better booth, I guess they do now with Aikman and Buck. But the year before, when it was like Booger and whoever the hell else, give me Manning talking about nothing all day.
Yeah, and I need a little traditional play-by-play.
I agree.
Kaylin Clark, might have heard of her. Her final regular season game was the most watched women's game in 25 years.
That's incredible.
It was also a perfect, like, she could break the record. They're playing against number two Ohio State. But yeah, I mean, she's box office.
I was thinking about this earlier, and I was trying to go through the NBA stars that I would rather watch over Kaylin Clark.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
And it's like, would I rather watch Jason Tatum or Kaylin Clark? Probably Kaylin
Clark. Kaylin Clark, for sure.
100. She is appointment viewing.
Joel Embiid rolling on the floor or Kaylin Clark?
Would you rather watch, let's see. I don't know. Anthony Edwards had that great block. I'd probably take Edwards.
Ant's pretty hype, yeah.
Kyrie Irving or Kaylin Clark? Kaylin Clark.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ja Morant, Kaylin Clark. Kaylin Clark for me.
Prime Ja last year, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
To me, it's like watching Steph. Like, you just, you know it's coming, but how, right? Yeah. Like, what is the backbreaking three? Which logo is it coming from? You know, which behind the back or no look pass to set up a wide open teammate. Like, it's coming. And so, like, to me, it's inevitable. It's like watching Steph. Like, it's just someone that you're not going to have a bad time watching that game ever.
Right.
So her style of play is incredible. Also, I mean, you know, college hoops is, on the women's side, is unbelievable and has had several moments. I remember the rankings for the Final Four maybe last year or the year prior were record breakers too. Like, the product's really incredible. And you love seeing stars like this, and you love seeing more and more people tune in.
I'm all in on Kaylin Clark. Last topic here. Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson in a
boxing match. Are you guys into this at all?
I've never watched 1 second of the Paul boxing experience, and I don't plan to.
I'm a Tyson.
Until it's real.
Tyson's in his 50s, I think.
60s. Until it's a real
60s?
60s.
I think he might have just
seen him get these results against fighters that you know are so much better than him. You see guys hold back from a knockout. Until it's like a real fight where someone can actually put a beating on him that they're not getting paid to draw or lose.
No.
I'm not interested at all.
You're out.
At all.
I hate they got Tyson, but this is part of the appeal is I would love nothing more than to see Mike Tyson just like unleash a combo for like 2 seconds, look like prime Mike Tyson, and just knock him out. That's why everyone's going to tune in. It's going to do record numbers, and it's not going to happen. He'll remain undefeated and drag this whole charade out.
So you're like guaranteeing Jake Paul win.
Yeah.
He pays for it.
It's basically WWE.
I hate it.
I mean, I am under the impression that boxing is mostly rigged anyway.
Yeah.
So this would kind of go along with that.
Sounds like maybe college football is really rigged as well. So who knows?
There are a lot of things that are rigged. Surely, Serbian horse racing, I think, is personally
right.
Maybe rigged a little bit.
Kayla, you thought we were ending this pod soon, but I got another 30 Serbian racing.
Wow, that's crazy.
I can get that on the next week's show. guys, that's going to close it out for us here on the Denver Sports Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We got a Leeds game popping at the bar right now. We got to turn the sound on.
Sydney Sweeney, yes.
Hell yeah.
Just had to get that out there.
Didn't get the Sydney Sweeney today. Maybe we'll get that on next week's show. Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you next week.
We all sitting like the mayor.